And next up, we could hear from the Maine Marine Trades Association.
Good morning. My name is Stacy Kiefer. I am the Executive Director of the Maine Marine Trades Association, and I am a resident of Union, Maine. This association, again, a membership association, has been around for almost 60 years. I have been director here now 7 years, and I've rarely testified in front of this committee, but feel like it's important for you to understand that we do represent the boating industry in Maine. So that means the boat builders, boat yards, boat brokers, retailers, wholesalers, etc. And we do consider ourselves a vital part of the working waterfront in Maine. Now, our members are based coastally and inland across the state, and some of them actually serve 100% commercial fisheries customers in their business. Others are 100% recreational, but the majority serve both. And we like to think that it's actually the recreational boaters help subsidize that critical infrastructure and waterfront access that is also vital to our fisheries and other working waterfront activities. So I would just like to note that we do work closely with the Maine Office of Outdoor Recreation, and on the back of your handout is some economic impact data regarding outdoor rec in the boating industry. But we're also now active in the Working Waterfront Coalition, which is important for our historic and vital work a blue economy across the coast. One more thing I'd like to point out for some folks, especially if you're new to this committee and it's unique in the state of Maine, I don't know of other states that have this, that our boating laws are divided between two agencies, so coastally DMR and then inland fish and wildlife handle the boating laws inland. So it's very unique, a little challenging for us because oftentimes those laws start in IFNW and cross over a little bit here. I anticipate in this year there's going to be an interesting one regarding houseboats or floating structures, if you will, and you'll, if you haven't heard about it yet, it involves four different agencies, and I'm not sure how that will pan out, but it's going to be an interesting discussion. And as I said, maybe we come up with laws that pertain partially to, you know, some laws pertain to the coastal houseboats versus some laws that pertain differently to inland. I don't know where it will end up, but that's just a quick summary, but just wanted to know, let you all know who we are, and I want to thank you all for your service.
Thank you, Ms. Kiefer. Any questions from the committee for Ms. Kiefer? Yes, Representative Thorne, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I would ask you the same question. Is there a membership in your organization?
Yes, thank you. Okay, is there more to that? Or
essentially, I'm just looking at your numbers, see if they're up or down from past years or how long you've been tracking or what the trend is.
Sure. Well, I've been director here for 7 years. We are a membership-based organization, usually around 100 directly marine-based members and then another 20 that are, or so 20 to 25 that are supporting industries. I will say our membership is steady. However, I'm starting to see a decline in some that are either getting absorbed by the smaller companies, getting absorbed by larger companies. Mm-hmm. So therefore, then, you know, two members become one. And also, sadly, a few of our smaller mom and pop shops that don't have a succession plan. And as you can imagine, an aging state, they're simply closing shop. And it's just a retirement situation.
Is there a balance between older, younger? Do you see younger folks getting in, or is it
into the industry?
Yeah.
Yes, we'd like to see more, but it's definitely, we have an aging workforce, just as most industries in Maine. So that is a challenge. But we do have some new businesses coming along as new members each year, too. So
thank you.
Thank you.
And, in that vein, following up with Representative Thorne's question, Do you ever give advice to your folks who don't have succession plans about ESOP? ESOP, employee ownership of the business?
That's a wonderful question. I have not been asked that, and we have not brought that to our members necessarily. I think one of the reasons that when there is no succession plan is that perhaps the employees are just not interested in being at a owner or management level, unfortunately. They're more tradespeople who just enjoy working or building boats and working with their hands. So.
I hear you. I guess my feeling about that is it's a way to keep for people to keep their employment, and it's important for associations to recognize that giving that advice may be helpful to keeping people employed in the field that they're in.
Can I follow up on that?
Yes,
Yes. Okay.
please.
So I would just say we have no problem keeping them employed. The demand is very high in our industry as others, and we do surveys, and basically our boatyards, marinas, boat builders are all operating about 10 to 20% less workforce than so they can usually go to the yard next door and get a job, but is your suggestion is a wonderful one. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kiefer. Any further questions from the committee? Seeing none, we appreciate
Okay,
your introduction.
thank you.
And next, I'm going to call the Maine Rockweed Coalition.